attention.
Yes, kia ora, kia ora, kia ora. Ola pinaka, kia ora ana, ke ola to you all. We are live, and back on the Be About It show for today. Ki ora to the world, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful day. I have a beautiful special guest that's in the studio today. We've got our very own Angel Aurupa, all the way from 274 Mighty Otara, but she's also got a soft spot for the 275 as well. Here to speak more about her beautiful brand, Uniquely You, which was launched to serve our plus size girlies out there. She's got a rental business, so you can rent a dress at affordable prices right here in our community, and she is here to speak more about it. So welcome to the show, Angel. How are we feeling, Queen?
We're feeling good.
We're feeling good. We're looking good.
Yes.
Well, she's got her black dress on. She's got the curls out. My sister, how are we feeling? Like, you know, this is your first, I guess, official interview doing, coming forward and like really sharing about your brand of Uniquely You. But we're going to start with it. Like, please introduce yourself to the community, but also a little bit about yourself and how did this beautiful brand come to light?
Kia ora everyone, my name is Angel and I am the 20-year-old founder of Uniquely You Dress Rental based in Otara, South Auckland. My brand focuses on empowering plus-size girls and young women with disabilities by giving them access to beautiful, comfortable dresses that help them feel confident and comfortable. I'm also proud to be a cookie, Kiribatian and African American and Fiji Indian heritage, and my connection to a royal family in Aitutaki, Cook Island. My culture and upbringing plays a big role in the heart behind my business. I mean, fashion has always been a passion of mine since I was a little girl. I used to dress up in my mom's clothes and putting on a backyard runway show for them to watch. I mean, that today their childhood love has grown into something I want to build on: inclusivity, representation, and self-love. I'm also supported by three amazing women, Val, Raya, Diane, and Swanee, who helped me bring this vision to life.
Beautiful, my sis. Now, you know, I'm all about supporting our local queens. Whether you are young, old, middle age, any type of vibe, I'm all about that. But for me, what really sparked this beautiful gem, Angel, you know, you keep it real. And you got to keep it real in our community, especially when it comes to comfortability. You said inclusive, you know, really looking after yourself and really looking after our community. And one thing that I really love, sister, is you're really wanting to bring affordability for families, for girlies, really looking after our women that are looking for dresses. And how important is that for you, sis? Because you really connect with all types of girls within our community. But what sparked that idea to really look after you, like looking after different types of girls in different types of sizes? Yeah, well, she wants to make sure her answers are on point, everyone, and making sure. And I just have to say as well, this is Angel's first time on radio, so the fact that she's taking the courage to come on but also share about her beautiful mahi and work is great. What do you love about, like, sharing about, you know, different sizes for women looking for dresses?
As inspired. I think for me,
Yeah, like, what do you love about yourself, you know, just to share with the community about, you know, your dresses that you have at in your place that you have in Otara, because you know you're a young girl, you're 20 years old, and how cool is it for you to have a space where you can share this with different girls?
Is that question six? I think we can record now. I think for the inspiration behind Uniquely You, I not only wanted to do this for myself, I wanted to like do something for girls that feel unseen. And I wanted to build a brand that wasn't just about clothing, but about confident comfort and representation. I saw a gap in the industry, especially for plus-size girlies and girls with disability, and I wanted to fill it with something beautiful, inclusive, and meaningful.
Love that. And for yourself, Angel, like we were talking, we were having a chat outside, like you care about the client more than the money. Can you explain more about that part, how you express that part?
The whole reason, I started this brand was I wanted to care more about clients, not about making the money. So I wanted to build something where I just cater for girls, not care about the money. So, yeah.
Nice. And how important is it for you to really cater for, you know, the plus size girlies, but also your prices are so affordable for girls? You know, it's not at extreme price levels where they can't afford. How important is that for you, my sis?
I think it's so important to me because I'm not all about like making prices expensive for girlies to put them in a financial situation where they don't want to be. So I want to make dresses affordable for any kind of girls, no matter the size or the ability. That's all I want, is to make my business affordable for girlies that want something on a budget.
Nice. And, you know, we spoke a little bit about why you love doing it. So can you let the community and our people know why you love doing this, Angel? Like, you know, you're so passionate about it. You love to dress up. You like to do your glow up. But why do you love it? And I think, like, it's super important for those that are tuning in right now that I think when these new types of entrepreneurs that are coming on board, they're still trying to find their feet as to how they're coming out to the community, especially for fashion. You know, I have a passion for fashion, and when we love to speak about it, it's so much different to the way that we express it through the clothing. And Angel has a different vibe and way of how she expresses. So, as mentioned, sis, like, yeah, explain about it. Like, how, why do you love, what do you love so much about this brand that you've created? Yeah, what do you love about your brand, and like, what do you love about, you know, bringing the girls together to really support your Uniquely You? Because you're being Uniquely You, and what do you love about other girls seeing or being Uniquely You?
Is this like my love for fashion? Really, I think the reason why I love fashion so much is I used to do it all the time when I was a little girl. I think fashion, like dressing up in my mom's clothes, like I just felt something in me. Like that's when I knew I feel like I want to do this in life. So that is why I love fashion so much. It's like I just love everything.
Yes, and you have a different way of expressing it, my sister, and I feel like everyone has a different way of how they express their love for things, and you love to do it through fashion. But what really got to me as well was the way that you set your brand. You know, you really did it for a targeted audience, like for girls that are plus size, for girlies that want to get dresses and, you know, that are wanting to rent a dress for that specific occasion. If you're looking for like a birthday, a wedding, an event, a girl's trip, like you have a beautiful variety of clothes and dresses. And for you, does that set the tone? Like, for, yep, this is what I want to do?
I think, yeah, this is what I want to do. Like, yeah.
Cool. And what else do you want to share about your brand, sis? What's so unique about Uniquely You? And for those that are tuning in right now, you can jump on Instagram and check out Uniquely You. So that's Uniquely You 274. And if you're looking for a beautiful dress, DM the sis, PM her, and come and support some local community businesses.
Well, I kind of actually have a backstory of how Uniquely You came to be. So, if you all know me, I'm Angel. I was born and raised in Otara, South Auckland, but life has taught me responsibilities far earlier than most children ever experienced from a young age. I became the primary caregiver in my home while my mom, her sister, her brother, they had to work full time. I stepped into the role of looking after my grandparents and my siblings. So my grandmother, she had diabetes. My grandfather had arthritis. But every day I had to change them, feed them, make sure they were comfortable. I had to get my siblings ready for school, making sure the house was running. And these weren't small tasks that was for a young child. It was placed on me because I had no choice. Who was going to look after my grandparents, my siblings, while my parents were working full time? I think growing up wasn't easy. I faced so many challenges that came from my real mom's decisions, but those experiences actually shape or experiences of how my life would have been. But I think my upbringing gave me a deep understanding of what it feels like to be overlooked, unsupported, or pushed into roles you're not ready for. That's why I'm so passionate about creating a space where young women feel valued, celebrated, and cared for. Uniquely You Dress Rentals isn't just a business. It's a reflection of a strength I had to develop, the love I had to learn to give, and the safe space I wish I had growing up. My childhood shaped me into a woman who refuses to let anyone feel small.
Oh, Angel, that is so like, oh my gosh, the story behind Uniquely You is like, it's so touching and heartwarming, because that's literally like your baby. You know, that's the reason why you do this, and you want every type of woman to feel that warmth and that love and that nurture that you didn't get when you were growing up, and now you're passing it on to your business that you've created. So where to now, my sister? What are some of the stuff that, some of the goals or things that you want to do with Uniquely You? And just for those that are tuning in as well, Angel has such a beautiful story in regards to how Uniquely You came to light. And you know me, I'm all about supporting our beautiful young entrepreneurs here in the community doing the most. And what are some goals that you'd like to do with Uniquely You, my sister?
I think I think for me, my vision is to like expand my collection, where not only get sizes for plus size girlies, but get like smaller sizes for girls, and reaching out to any girls that reaching out to more girls across New Zealand, and just continue making a brand where every girl feels safe. Yeah.
And that's what it is, eh? Every girl feels seen. Every girl feels safe. Every girl has, you know, a space where they can be themselves. And Angel, you wrapped it up beautifully, even when I went into the space. So for those that are tuning in right now, I've actually been to Angel's workplace, and the space is bomb. That mirror is bomb. The cloth, like the dresses are bomb. She's got her own little space for you to dress up, really feel beautiful, really feel like seen, you know, heard, but also really see the beauty that you see within that mirror. And that's the, I think that's like what this really emphasizes, your heart and like your love for our woman, is it's not just about the dress you're wearing. It's you're taking a little bit of Uniquely You with you in your journey. And I feel like you're amazing, Angel. You're so amazing. She doesn't speak a lot, but her actions, period. They don't play. And Angel, you know, how has it been for yourself? Just like, ever since this has launched, like, how has the support been from the community trying to, you know, bring more awareness to it?
I think going off of what I have written, I'd like to acknowledge four women that have been by myself before I even launched off. I also like to acknowledge Val, Raya, Diane, and Swanee. They have brought so much of their energy into helping me create something that I wanted to create. And I would say if it wasn't for Swanee, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
So I like to acknowledge Swanee, who has been there to build my business from the ground to up, and guided me through all the necessary steps to make a business. And she believed in me when no one could.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, inspired by the girls who come through my doors. Their confidence, everything.
Yeah.
And I'm also supported by the House of Hustlers program based in Otago, South Auckland, under the Community Builders Trust, New Zealand.
Yeah. And I love that. And, you know, for those that are tuning in right now, I have so much, like, love going towards the woman that you've mentioned as well. They do so much for the Otara community. and also to the many women that are tuning in right now. Really, honestly, jump on Instagram right now and check out her Instagram page and really go and check out the dresses as well. And you're running a deal at the moment, eh? $35 per dress or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're wanting to rent a dress, she's got like a rental offer that's going for $35 for any dress that's in her business space. So if you want to head out this week, head out. You are there on which days?
I'll be there like Monday, Tuesdays and Thursday from 9:30 to 4.
9:30 to 4.
So, yeah.
That sounds like you. Head with your girlies and check it out. I'm going to put everything on Instagram as well alongside our Facebook page. And I have to say a massive, massive acknowledgement to our beautiful angel. It's her first ever radio interview and she be doing the most because, you know, everyone that's coming out of their shower, Angel, like, you know, when you're trying to come out of your shower or trying to do something new, it's quite hard because sometimes you get put on the spot to, like, do something and you're just like, ah, I can't do that. But the fact that she's really choosing her and choosing herself to come through and really put that space into notion and motion, I love that. And also, for those that are tuning in, New Zealand Fashion Week just finished last week on, I think the official closing was on Sunday. I headed out to the Catherine Wilson fashion show. And I have to say, like, wow. You know, just while, just like the way it was set up. So she had this like Pixies type of like girly girl vibe from like that era. And it just reminded me because I was wearing an outfit proudly by Uniquely You. And it was like a flary white 60s vibe. And it was a vibe. It was A Angel. So you know what's funny is because we went through all the dresses, A Angel. How
she tried on all the dresses and didn't know I was hiding a dress. Because she did not ask for it. So until she peeked and she saw it, she's like, Angel, why didn't you show me this dress?
No, sis, the dress was hidden. That's why. It was hidden. And I think it's such a vibe that we get to like, your space, honestly, for those that are tuning in right now, head into Angel Space. Like, it's so warm, it's so fun, and it, like, it's such a girly girl, like, space. Because you come in, you're just, like, finding your dresses. She's got all the colors as well, like, nude, bright, bold, red, brown, everything. And when we found that dress, Aces, it was, like, pocketed between two other dresses. And it was, like, a Marilyn Monroe, like, you know how she's in the that airy picture that she did? Like,
that white dress.
That white dress, yes! It was a vibe. And I'm all about that. For those that are tuning in, if you aren't aware, she does have this brand that is all about celebrating your unique self, your unique self. And when we say unique, what does unique mean to you, Angel? Because let's just backtrack some questions. What does being unique mean to you?
I think it's just, it's all in the word. Be yourself. Be unique.
I love that. And, you know, for me, being unique is like, there's no one like you. So there's no one like Angel and there's no one like me. So no one has my type of curls and no one has your type of face and your hair, your texture, your vibes. So being uniquely you, if you're sitting in your car right now, if you're sitting next to your laptop, if you're studying, you're at Mahi or you're just like, really be uniquely you, like really. I think we take the word unique for granted, right, Angel? Because when we say unique, I think it's more like, oh, be unique, be different, be great. But it's like, what makes you unique? You know, and I'm learning that from your brand as well, Angel, which is super beautiful because being unique is something that we take for granted. The ears that you have, the eyes that you have, the lips that you have, the hips that you have, the body yaddy yaddy that I could go on. But I feel like with, even if you're a girl, a guy, even, you know, this is not just about woman. This is about you just being uniquely in your, you know, in your vibe to just really enjoy yourself and like live life. Life is way too short, so the brand Uniquely You is amazing. We've got 5 more minutes before we wrap up for today. Angel, do you have any acknowledgements, thanks that you'd like to give out to the community?
So I would like to make a shout out to Swanee. All I can say, she's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to?
And also to the girls that have been behind the scene, Val, Raya, and Diane. I'd like to say thank you guys for hopping on board to help me run this business. So thank you.
I love that. And, you know, anything that we do that we pop off in our community as well, we have, it's like a soup. So I've got the spinach. You've got, what are you adding to the soup? You've got the carrot. Someone else has got the potatoes. Someone else has got the chicken. And whoever's out there adding to the soup, this is what makes us uniquely amazing. It's like, we have to look out for each other. And when I really mean that when I say look out for each other, because like, it's something that we take for granted. And, you know, I'm not just doing these interviews for the sake of doing these interviews. Like, these are real people from our community. And I'm saying this live because, you know, when I first came across the Sis Angel, she was like, oh, I'm going to come to all of them. I'm going to have a good time. But then there was a story behind that. And that's what I admired first, was the authentic, real, the real you, you know? And then when you said, oh, sis, I got this brand, I was like, hey, what's this sis on about? She said, oh, yeah, I got this fashion brand. It's called Uniquely You. And when I popped off and I came to the space, I was like, sis, she had all these dresses. She just had, like, I was hella proud of you. One, you know, you're from the hood, you're from the community, you're popping off, you're young. And, like, we don't really see a lot of that. So I go full hunted when I see sisters that, like, are really out here hustling, go-getters, like, ooh. and also just making the most of opportunities. So really support my sis here, Uniquely You. I'm going to be popping off. I'm going to be sharing every week, every day, and sharing everything that we have within our community. But we are 2 minutes away. And I have to say thank you so much for coming on the show today. It won't be the last time, Angel. And do you have any last bit of words that you'd like to leave with our people?
Be unique.
Be unique. Be you. And I've got the link on here as well. I'm going to leave you all with a track. This is on here for Planet FM. And I have to say, I want to give a massive shout out also to everyone that was involved with New Zealand Fashion Week, but also for our local designers, our local entrepreneurs, our girlies just like Angel. She's a sister for life now, so you're not running away. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. And I just have to say, support, support, support. It's a beautiful thing for us to support. But also, I think we take that for granted, eh, girl? Mm. Like, we take that for granted. So if you know anyone in the community that is like, and, you know, I'm not, I just have to also emphasize on this as well. Like, you know, you can be real in the community or you can be fake. And Angel, don't give me that face. We don't like being fake. And that's one thing I love about sisters that come through, because once you sense it, she's doing the fence again. Period, period, period. But, and that's why I always say, keep it real. Keep it, like, you know, uniquely you. And don't take the word unique for granted, because, girl, she gonna stop. And I love it. I love it. I love it. So we are 10 seconds away from ending our show. Hope you all have a beautiful day and stay fabulous and stay real. Ka kite.